Matthew chapter 16 and verse 24. I'm just going to read one verse for the sake of time, and then we're going to go back and look at some and just pray God just help us here tonight in His house. Matthew 16, verse 24. And the Bible said, "Then said Jesus unto His disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me." Amen. Look at this tonight as we go back. And you go back to Matthew 16, 13. And the Bible tells us about Jesus. And He's at the coast of Caesarea Philippi. And He asked His disciples, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, verse 14, that some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. And in verse 15, He says, "And He said unto them, But whom say ye that I am?" Now the Lord asked him, He said, okay, that's who they say I am. But He said, listen, fellas, He said, who do you say I am? I wonder if we looked at our heart deep tonight, who is Jesus? Who is Jesus in a broad spectrum? But who is Jesus in your life? Is He the God of glory for you? Amen. Is He the one that's high lifted up, the one that saved you from your sins? Or is He just some man you heard about from over in Nazareth that you died on the cross of Calvary and got up again for you? Amen. He is the God of glory. It goes on here, and He said unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Peter gives him an answer. Now notice Peter's answer here. And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." He said, "Hey, I know who you are." He said, "You're the Christ, the Son of the living God." Amen. So he asked him, Peter answers and gives him, and Jesus, now listen, Jesus makes this remark. Look what he says. He said, Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto ye, but my Father which is in heaven." He said, let me tell you something, Peter. He said, you didn't get that from yourself. Amen. He said, that information didn't come from around here. He said, that information you're telling me, he said, that's from another planet. Amen. He said, it comes not from you. He said, it comes from another source. Amen. Praise God. I like it when I get information from another source. Glory to God. It'll stir your soul when you go get information from another source. I can think about things in my mind and I can decipher how I think things ought to be. But praise God, when I get to getting it, praise God, from another a source on the authority of God, praise God, it makes a difference in me. Amen. I get excited about that. Praise God, I tell you, I told you, my little old study ain't big enough for me and God. Sometimes he fills that thing up to the doors is a bulging. Amen. Bless his holy name. He said, hey, flesh and blood. He said, that didn't come from self. Amen. I want to say, all those good things that we get, they come from God. Amen. Self can't give you what we get right here. Amen. It has to come from another source. See what's happening in the world, praise God. They're trying to get fed and filled up from self. Self ain't going to fill you up. Self's going to leave you empty and void. Amen. He goes on verse 18 and says, "And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." He said, on this profession, your faith in me. Amen. He said, that little rock. Amen. He said, you're just rock. He said, you're just going to be a vessel. He said, praise God, you get building. What you're building is your faith in me, that witness of me. And he said, the gates of hell ain't got nothing for that. Amen. Amen. Gates of hell can't do nothing with Jesus. They done tried. Amen. And they didn't prevail. Amen. Death tried to hold him, praise God, but that third day he come out of there, praise God. Amen. Pull the stinger, praise the Lord, and come out of there victorious. Amen. So he tells Peter, he said, it ain't about you, praise God. He said, but it's about me. Amen. Jesus goes on in verse 21, and he begins to tell the disciples about his demise. You know what that is? That's how he's going out of here, about his death. Amen? And he says, for from that time forth began Jesus showing to his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and the chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised again the third day. You got to just think about this. I got to thinking about this there today in the study, and I thought, man alive, what were they thinking? If I'd been walking with a man for 3 years and I was loyal to him, I was faithful to him, and I loved him like they say that they loved him, and he began to tell me that he's got to go up to Jerusalem and he's got to face many things and he's going to die. Huh? And then the third day, praise God, he said, I'm going to be raised up. I believe, hey, you know what they done? They puffed up. But you know what I done? I believe that would have furrowed my brow. Huh? I believe I'd have said, wait a minute now. You're going to do what? You're going to go to Jerusalem. You're going to suffer before the scribes and the Pharisees and you're going to be killed. And you're going to get up that right there would have made my brow furrow up. You got for 3 days. You go to, hey, that'd be like me and a Brother Rex going up. And he said, you know what, Pastor? He said, I've got to go over here to Asheville. And he said, I'm going to tell people about Jesus. He said, they're going to beat me up. They're going to kill me. And they're going to bury me. In about 3 days, I'm going to get up. Huh? You see what I'm saying? But that would have furrowed my brow. I'd have thought, what? Amen. I'd have had some questions. I'd said, you're going to do what? It wasn't about going over there. It wasn't about going suffering. It wasn't about being killed. Amen. I could have probably seen that. But praise God, when they said, after 3 days, glory to God, I'm going to get up. Glory to God, I'd have took heed. Yeah. Amen. Jesus was telling about his demise. He said, this is the way it's got to happen. Amen. But notice what takes place. Here in verse 22, and Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee. Can you see what's happening? Now Jesus has done told him about his demise. He's done, he's step by step how this thing's going to play out. But Peter, I could see him, he's running, maybe even laid hands on the Lord. He said, hey, wait a minute, Lord, this can't happen that way. Huh? Who was he thinking about? Amen. He wasn't thinking about the Lord. He was thinking about himself. If we ain't get careful, we get caught up in self, praise God, and we forget about what God done. Amen. What God done for me and you, old wicked, vile sinners, amen. We was the one that put him to death. We are just as guilty as those Roman soldiers that drew those old rusty spike nails, his hands, his feet. Amen. Just as guilty. But Peter took him and he said, be it far from thee, Lord. This shall not be unto thee. So Peter rebuked him. Amen. He said, this can't happen. Amen. He said, ain't no way this could be happening. But notice what the Lord did. Verse 23. Now I want you to notice this. The Lord here, you know what he does? He gives a definition of Peter's life. Hello? You ever thought of it like that? He gives a definition of Peter's life. He says, but he turned and said unto Peter, get thee behind me, Satan. Thou art an offense unto me. For thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. Amen? He said, you know what? You ain't thinking about me. He said, you're thinking about you. Amen. He said, you're not thinking toward God. He said, you're thinking like men. Amen. He said, you're not savoring. You're not desiring. You're not wanting the things of God. You're wanting the things of men. Amen. Can you see where we're at today? In the day and hour that we live, amen, we savor the things, we desire the things of men far more than we desire the things of God. Amen. Say amen on me. I'm right on target. I know I am. Hey, you know, because this already hit me 3 or 4 times. Amen. We savor the things of man more than the things of God. For thou savorest not the things that be of God. Amen. That's what he says. So he tells Peter here, he gives him a definition of his life. He said, you're longing for the things of the flesh. He said, you're longing for the things of self. Amen? Self is more preeminent than the Lord Jesus Christ and God Almighty. Amen? Praise the Lord. And then Jesus goes on and gives the definition of the selfless self. Verse 24. Then Jesus said unto His disciples, if any man will come after Me, let him, look at this, deny himself, take up his cross, and follow Me. He said, if any woman, if any boy, if any girl, praise God, will come after Me. I want to ask you a question. Boy, it's hit me hard today. Where's Jesus at? He's in heaven, right? Ain't He sitting at the right hand of the Father on high? He said, if anybody's going to come after Me, praise God, He said, they got to deny self. Amen? Said, we've got to get rid of self in order to follow Jesus. You know what's wrong with the church today? Praise God, we got too much of self. Amen? We got our problems. Amen? We've compromised. Amen? We're in the spirit of compromise. We live compromised lives. I got to thinking on this. We've compromised. We have. We've compromised our lives. We've compromised our families. We've compromised our church. We've compromised our families. We've compromised everything. We're living in a day and age of compromise. Amen. Now don't you quit on me. We're living in a time of compromise. Amen. Because self wants to be satisfied and gratified and glorified. Amen. We want to be lifted up. We want to be named for ourselves. We want to be pointed out. We want to be talked about. Amen. It don't matter. Even if it's in a bad way. We want to be up, but we want to be recognized. Amen. Oh, me. Amen. But we've compromised. Amen. What does that mean? It means that we're mingled and divided and we're half-hearted. Amen. That's just where we're at. We're mingled, we're divided, we're half-hearted. We're not putting ourselves in our worship of God. We're not putting ourselves in. We're putting too much self in. Amen? And we're not putting enough God in. So I got to thinking about this thing, and there's two questions that we ask. Number one is, why so many wasted lives in bondage to the world? Why is so many that's wasted, just tied up in this worldly stuff? Can't get away from the worldly stuff. I mean, it's got a grip on us so tight. And the more of it we get, the more of it we want. And praise God, it's a bullet. It's a pulling us down, but we're still trying to get a hold of it. Amen? Why are we so wasted? And number two, why can we not conquer the things that are wrong in our lives? Why can't we get a hold of why can't we conquer the things that are wrong? Why can't we make them right? We pray a thousand times we pray and we make vows to God and we try to change our ways. But we still think careful, are still living compromised lives. Amen. We're missing out the full blessings of God because we're living a compromised life. And because we're living a compromised life, God has to chasten us and He has to try to direct us and focus us back in the right way so we can't have the joy that He wants for us. Amen? But when we get a hold of it, we realize, praise God, that we can have help in the Lord. But He said, He told Peter, you got to deny himself. Amen. He said, you got to deny it for yourself. He said, you got to put self second and put God first. Amen. Praise the Lord. So what's the answer? Well, there's only one answer. Amen. It's that self is the root of the truth. Amen. We got to figure out what we're going to do with self, and we need to do it now. Self keeps rising up. Self keeps causing us problems. How many people have trouble with self? Amen. So self, we can say right here in the church tonight, self is our problem. Self is the one that's giving us our issues. Self's the one that's, if you will, getting in our way. So what we need to do we need to get rid of self. Amen? So what do we do with it? Said, how do I do it? That's a question that you come, and people ask me that sometimes. Say, preacher, what do I need to do to get, you know, where I need to be to get rid of self and selfishness and all that stuff? Huh? So what I need to do, it's not that you do this or you do that, but you know what it is? What I have to tell you, it's a new life in Christ. It's a life from above, praise God, that we got to seek and desire. Amen. It's not doing this thing over here, not doing that thing, but praise God, it's having the right relationship, being born again, praise God, by the grace of God. Amen. Through faith, believing in Him. He told Peter here in verse 24, he said he had to deny himself. Amen. Now I want to preach tonight on this thought, the life of self. Amen. The life of self. What do we do with it? He said, Peter, he said, you've got to deny himself. Now, Peter here, we see his testimony, Brother Rex, he was a believer. Amen. Wouldn't you say that Peter was a believer? I mean, he said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. I mean, that was a testimony of faith. Amen. Because the Lord said, hey, you know what? That didn't come from you. He said, that come from God. Amen. So we see Peter here, he was a saved man. Praise the Lord, right? But he was a carnal man. He was caught up in self. You see where I'm going tonight? If we ain't very careful, we can be saved men, women, and boys and girls, praise God, but we can be carnal. We can be so caught up in doing flesh, the fleshly things, caught up in the fleshly in the world, praise God, that we forget to remember God. Amen. You know where America's at tonight? We're so caught up, God's blessed us so much, we're so caught up in fleshly things that we forgot to remember where they came from. Amen. That all the good things we have, praise God, come from Father like, come from God Almighty, and come down to us, praise God. Amen. Notice what Jesus said. That tells him, he said, you need to thank Godward. Amen. He said, you got to get past that. He said, you've got to let the Spirit lead you and guide you. He said, you've got to be instructed of God. He said, we've got to be thinking godly ways. We've got to be thinking on godly things. I wonder how many times we go to do something, and I know I'm a beating a dead horse. I know I preach all that, but how many times we start to do things and we take no thought of what God would think? Huh? We don't even think for a second, well, if I do this, what will God think about it? Amen. How would it affect my relationship with Him? He said, Peter, you said you need to be thinking about what God would think about this. Because what He tells you in verse 24, He said, I've got to die. Amen. He says, but you've got to die too. Hello. Amen. Jesus said, hey, He says, Peter, you need to be thinking about godly things. He said, because I've got to die. He said, you're going to die too. You've got to die also. Amen. I want to say, praise God, we can't just bebop along the way we think we can, praise God. We've got to die out to some things. Amen. Deny self those things that would so easily beset us. Amen. And come out from under that big load. Amen. So where does self come in? Amen. I want to say, self is the center of all of us. Every one of us have a self. Amen. That's just the way it is. I've got myself. You've got yourself. Amen. Alan has got his self. We all got our own self. The angels have got their self. Everything created has its own self that it has to deal with and contend with. Amen. But the bad part is when our self becomes more like one of the fallen angels' selves than it does than one of those in the grace of God. Satan, angel light, praise to God. Lucifer, he had his own self. But he got our problems. Amen? If we ain't very careful, we get caught up in the same scenario, praise God. We get our problems. We get to think, well, I'd like to have this, and I'd like to do that, and I'd rather be over yonder somewhere. And if we ain't very careful, praise God, self will take over. Amen. Instead of us being where we ought to be, doing what we ought to do, praise God, self drags us some other direction. Amen. And it don't take him long. And what he does, once he gets you headed that direction, he just keeps pulling you and putting, next thing you know, you're so far away from home, you can't remember how to get back. Huh? I know we've all been there. Amen. You admit it. We've all been there. And self pulled us away. Amen. Because all of us have a self, the center of our being. But as a human being, we're unique. Amen. So what we have to think about is the object of our self. What do you do with self? How do you control self? How do you handle self? Amen. We've all got one. Amen. We've all got a self. So how do we deal with self? You know what God says we got to do with self? Amen. Bible says that we got, what he told Peter, he said, you got to empty out self, pray God, so God can fill you up. Amen. So the object of self is to just get empty so that you might be full. Amen. Amen. He said, just get empty of self, praise God, so that we can be full of the good things, God, so we can get the beauty and the love and the life, praise God, and the good things of God. Amen. Does that make sense? Praise the Lord. He said, you got to deny self. Amen. So that you can be filled up with God. It takes a determination to do that. Amen. We have to be determined. You say, well, yeah, preacher, there you go. We just got to have self-determination. No. See, you can be striving to do something right and do it in a wrong way. Amen. Paul of Tarsus, he was determined to do something for God, but he was doing it in an absolute wrong way. Amen. We can determine, but we can't be self-determined. Our determination, praise God, has to be upon the Word of God. It has to be on that God gives us, praise God, that encourages us and brings us along. And if it's something, praise God, a determination in that without self, praise God, it'll bring others along with us. Amen. But when we say, well, boy, look what I'm doing. Well, I'm the pastor up there at the church, and boys, I give an altar call, and they come by the thousands. Yeah, see there? You get caught up in the flesh, praise God, if we ain't careful. But when we're determined, praise God, just to preach and to pray and to practice, praise God, worshiping the Lord without any expectation. Amen. Just a waiting, trust the Lord, expecting that He does the work. Not nothing that I've done. Amen. I can't do the boasting, but I can brag on Him. Amen. The one that's actually doing the work. So it's not my self-determination. But praise God, it's a determination. A determination, Lord, it's an everyday thing. Amen. It's something that we all do. Amen. It's just being God's vessel that He uses and He fills up to overflowing. Amen. A determination. Praise God. So He can begin to pour in all those wonderful things. Make you that beautiful person, give you that life and love and hope and the joy, praise God, that He wants for each one of us. Amen. And He wants to pour it in a liberal fashion when we get self out of the way. But see, self's there, and it's like a vessel with a lid on it. He can't pour it in because it's got a lid on it. But when you move self out of the way, that's like taking the lid off. Is that elementary enough for you to understand it? When you take that lid off, praise God, He can fill it to the brim. Amen. With those good things of God. That's what He's wanting to do. Amen. A self-turn to God, praise God, it brings glory to His name. It uplifts God. But self-turn from God, it brings darkness and the fires of hell, praise God, upon our lives. I mean, that's just a fact. That's what it does. When we get self out of the way, praise God, it opens the door for God to get the glory. And that's what it's all about. Our life should be to give God glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. You remember the story of a Satan, his temptation of Eve, when they was over there in the garden and Satan came along and Eve was there and he tempted Eve. And he said, hey, have you seen that fruit over there? Boy, that looks good. She said, yeah, I've seen that. She said, but God said, and he said, ah, has He surely said, thou shalt not surely die? But thou become as God, knowing good and evil. She said, oh yeah, that's right. Amen. She said, that's right. So I'll be like, hey, he said, what, I'll be like God. Amen. I'll be like God. So she took of that fruit. See what Satan did? He just opened her up and he poured the poison in the very pit of hell right into her. Amen. Poured, you know what she become? She come independent, self-independent. Huh? That ain't that what she done? She said, you know what? I'm walking with God. I'm talking with God. I'm ministered by God. I'm taken care of by God. God's supplying our need. Give us a perfect place. Have no need for nothing. And Satan said, well, said, you can be like God. Huh? Knowing good and evil. So she partook of that fruit and she became self-dependent. Amen. I don't know about you. I don't want to be self-dependent. Amen. A lot of people say, well, we need to be self-dependent. I don't want to be self-dependent. I want to be dependent on God. Amen. She became self-dependent and she lost all that she had. All the blessings, all the care, all the love. Amen. All the nurturing that God had for her when she became self-dependent. Amen. I don't want to be self-dependent. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I want to be dependent on the Lord God of glory. Amen. You remember Pilate? Do you remember Peter? We can have self-dependency, but we can also have too much self-confidence. Amen? Self-confidence will get us in trouble. You say, well, preacher, we need to have self-confidence. Well, no, we need to have confidence in the Lord. See, I'm talking about we need to get rid of all essence of self. Our confidence needs to be... Remember Peter when he denied the Lord? Now the Lord had already told him, he said, Peter... said, Satan hath desired you to have you to sift you as wheat. That ought to have been a heads up. Amen. Amen. Because what do you want to do? He said, he wants to throw you up and see what he can get out of you. Huh? But even in that, the Lord was bringing him along. Peter got over there with the Lord at Gethsemane, and when he should have been praying, he was asleeping. How could a man, knowing what Jesus was going to go through, amen, how could he lay there and sleep? Because he had self-confidence. He had confidence himself that everything was going to be okay, even though Jesus said, hey, watch and pray. Watch and pray lest you enter into temptation. Watch and pray. But he had self-confidence. He pillowed his head and took him a little siesta. Amen. See what self-confidence do for you? Amen. He got over there by the fire. They took the Lord, they carried him out, and they began to persecute him. They began to question, give him old mock trials, and Peter was gathered around the fire. Little maid says, you're one of them. You're one of his. He said, I'm not. Huh? See, he had confidence. He had self-confidence that he could stand the test. You know, he'd go over with the Lord, and he said, hey, listen. He said, though others may forsake you, he said, I'll die with you, or I'll go to prison with you, whatever thing. I'll go. Amen. But when it come time, that self-confidence, he had the self-confidence. He didn't have his confidence in the Lord. Jesus said, you'll deny me three times before the cock crows. Amen. And he said, so Peter's there, and he denied him the first time. He denied him the second time. And then the Bible said the last time he denied him with a curse, with an oath. Huh? Yeah. He said, self-confidence. See, we can't trust in our self-confidence. We've got to put our confidence in the Lord. Amen. Because the time's coming when we'll need that. The Lord was standing there watching when he denied him three times. Huh? Remember the Bible said that whenever he denied him in that cock crow, Jesus looked over, he looked up, and there Jesus was looking at him. And the Bible said that Peter ran out and he wept bitterly. Amen. He wept bitter because his own self-confidence had caught him up. He got caught up in his own self-confidence. Failure, most of our failure comes from self-confidence. Amen. Our failures as Christians, now listen, I'm going to try to hurry and quit. Our failures, most of them comes from us being self-confident. We put our confidence in ourselves. Amen. And we put our confidence in ourselves. Self will what? Self will let you down. We know that. We've learned it from experience. It'll let you down. So he said, Peter, you've got to deny self so that you can survive this thing. So you can come out on top. Amen. So not only is they self-confident, but they self exaltation. When we start lifting up ourselves. Bible says pride cometh before a fall. Amen. Pride and jealousy. Huh? Self-exaltation. When we start lifting ourselves up, that we're something, you know, I'm up here and you know you're down here. Don't you even talk to me. Huh? When we start lifting ourselves up, get heady and high-minded, see, God can't do nothing with that. If we start, because you know what happens when we get there? Let me just say, look at me just a minute. Let me tell you what happens when we do that. When we get pride and self-exaltation and we start, the jealousy starts coming in. And you know what first thing we start doing? I wonder what he thinks about that. Huh? Wonder what they're saying. Huh? Yeah? Wonder what they think about that. Wonder what, you know, what are they saying? What are they saying about me, Brother Rex? You know, they was talking the other day. When I walked up, they hushed. Amen. Probably because you come in, run your mouth, and they couldn't say nothing besides. Amen. But if we ain't very careful, we start exalting ourselves and thank you, boy, you know, I've arrived. I'm a great something or another. Praise God. And I want to tell you, when we get that point, if we ain't very careful, a self will get us in trouble, and we're headed for a fall. Amen. Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. Amen. He never did lift himself up, praise God. He died to self. He got rid of self. He gave self away. Amen. For the cause of Christ. Paul was my hero. Amen. Paul was trying his best to be a servant of God. Just a humble tent maker. Amen. Just a humble tent maker. And one day on the road to Damascus, praise God, before that, he was persecuting the church because he thought that's what God wanted. See, he had misinterpreted the Word. Amen? But on the road to Damascus, God got a hold of his heart and he said, Lord, what would thou have me to do? Amen? And the Lord said, you just go up there to a street called Straight. And he said, you think about it and I'll let you know. Amen? So Paul went up there to Straight Street and he hung out about 3 days and the fellas had to take him by, lead him by the hand. He told Ananias, he said, you go up there. He said, Paul, my servant, praise God. He's up there waiting on some direction. Amen. So humble Paul, praise God, he is up there. And, oh, Ananias, come here. He said, brother Saul. Amen. Amen. He said, Lord, I know this fella. He ain't a friend of the Jew. He ain't a friend of the Christian. I mean, he said, just go up there. I about got him ready where he needs to be. He said, Brother Saul. He said, yeah. He said, Lord said he's going to use you, boy. He said, now I want you to get up. Said, I want you to be baptized. He said, get about. I want you to get about God's business. Amen. Oh, Brother Saul, I tell you what, a man. He said, all right, Lord. What'd he do? About 2 or 3 verses later, praise God, he preached the gospel. Amen. Praise God. He raised up. He was baptized. And he preached the gospel. Praise God. And he went about preaching the gospel. He never forgot about where he come from. When he'd come into a town, you know what he'd do? He'd find some old boys or girls, some men and women, pray God, that was a making tens. Amen. He'd ply his trade. He'd help out where he could. But you know what he was doing? While he was there, he was encouraging somebody in the Word. Praise God. He was giving somebody the book. He was saying, hey, you know what? Praise God. This thing's real. Carry on. Amen. He'd pick up and he'd go on down the road to the next town, praise God, and he'd preach the gospel. Amen. He never punched a clock from 9 to 5. Amen. Praise God. He had something that he had to do because God had commissioned him to preach the gospel. Amen. So he stepped out. What did he do? He died at the self. He said, it ain't about me. It ain't about making money. It ain't about making a name for Paul. He said, it's about lifting up the name of my Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It's about lifting Him up above everything. It's about putting Him first. Priority one in my life. Paul's my hero. Praise the Lord. I thank God. Boy, this fellow told me the other night, talking about, well, Paul, he was a male chauvinist. He hated women. Boy, I tell you, that makes my blood boil. That's so far from the truth. Amen. Paul done more for the women, for women than any other of the apostles. Amen. He lifted them up. He gave them a place of honor, praise God, that the men should reverence their wives, praise God. They should love them like Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. Amen. People talk like that's too crippled. They crippled too high for crutches. Amen. He loved God's ladies. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we see pride exalted. Amen. When self gets in the way. Amen. The question ought to be instead, how can I be pleased? What can I do to be pleasing to God? What can I do to uplift His name so that they see Christ in me? Amen. The hope of glory. We see two lives here. We see a self life and we see a Christ life. But the thing is, we have to make a choice of which one we live. Remember I told you that up here in a compromise? When we compromise, we're in between. Amen? We're doing it half-hearted. We're not putting our all into it. We're mingling it with other things. But we got to decide if we're going to have a self life or a Christ life. Amen? We can't have both. Amen? Paul said, for me to live is Christ. Amen? Amen? For me to live is Christ. He said, I'm a living. He said, I'm the most alive, praise God, when I'm in the Lord. And then, why we fail, praise God, is because we don't have self-denied. When we deny self, praise God, we begin to win. Self's cast out so that Christ can come in. Amen? As Christ comes in, He takes a central place in our lives. We can't play the middle row. And when Christ comes in, Paul said in Galatians 2:20, he says, not I, but Christ liveth in me. Amen? So there's two statements here, two truths. He said, not I. Amen? He said, it's not about me, but it's about Christ that lives in me. Amen? That's the difference. We got to get rid of self and allow Christ's room to live in us. Amen. But to do that, we recognize the power of death. Putting, killing. Remember I told you the other night to mortify the deeds of the flesh. Get rid of them. Those things that would make us do things, you know, gossip and backbite and belittle and put down and jealousy and pride. All those things, praise God. We got to kill that out. And we kill it out, praise God, with the Word of God. We saturate ourselves so full of the Word of God. Amen. There's no place for that left in our lives. Amen? So that another will fill the place, and that other will be the Lord Jesus Christ. Another will live with me, and another will be in me. Amen? That's what happens when self is gone. Self moves out, and Christ moves in. But we want to put him in a little dark space in the back of our heart, and just hope that there's enough there to light our way to the glory. Amen? I'm afraid there's a whole lot of church folk that ain't got enough God in them, amen, to get them to church on Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, much less to get them to heaven. Amen? Now I'm preaching the truth. I'm afraid for folks. It breaks my heart. If we ain't got enough God in us to get us the house of God and want to worship Him and lift Him up and adore Him, I wonder if we've got enough to get us across old Chili George and get us home. Amen? But you know how we get enough? Get rid of self. Amen? Get rid of self and get more Him. Amen? Just say, Lord, like old Paul said, Lord, what would you have me to do? Amen? Get up every day and say, Lord, what would you have me to do today? Amen? What are we going to do today, Lord? That's what I have to do. Because I'm still living in this old flesh just like you. But praise God, I get up every day and I say, Lord, what are we going to do? And I pillow my head, I say, Lord, thank you for helping me today. And I had a couple little bumps there, Lord. Thank you for helping me get by. And Lord, help me not to go across them same old bump. Smooth it out a little bit tomorrow, Lord. Help me not to have such a bumpy my part. Because you've done all right. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, let me deal with the issues better tomorrow than I did today. Amen. What's that? That's putting self behind and putting Jesus up front. Because I tell you, Jesus knows the way. You know how I know that? Because the Bible said He is the way. Amen? So when we put Him first, praise the Lord. Amen? We get self out of the way. And then Jesus is preeminent in it all. Amen?